Tuesday, Parshas Vayechi, Sarah de Teves.
In all likelihood,
I love Dobie Salisbury.
Because of sex fake, in all likelihood, it is going to be Dobie Salisbury. For example, let's take a regular Eishes Yisrael. What do we know? We know she's a Ba'ula. What are the chances that she is going to be Usher? I'm going to say it 1 out of 4. What are the chances that she's going to be Mutter? I'm going to say it's 3 out of 4. Where did I get my numbers from? Well, let's look at our suffix. Suffix Tachtov, suffix Ein Tachtov. So if it's Tachtov, so then it's going to be Usher. Lav Tachtov, it's going to be Mutter. But even Tachtov, suffix Oinus, suffix Rutsin. So over there you also have it. So 3 out of 4 chances are that it's Mutter. 1 out of 4 does. So right chances. That's what Sveksvek is. Sveksvek, because you have a suffix on a suffix, adds probably the rhyme is Mutter. If that's the case, says of Shlomo Zalman, the same would be Usher. If I have a rhyme saying Usher, and I have a chazaka saying Mutter, do you follow rhyme or chazaka? Rubai the chazaka. What do we do? Anyone know? Rubai the chazaka. Rubai adif. So sex sake is mitam roi. Is it going to overpower the chazaka? Yes. Therefore, the bnei Yeshua has a good kasha. Ain't a chanami. You have a chazkas share of the kohuna, but there's trey sveki, and trey sveki is like roi. And rubai the chazaka, rubai adif. So how in the world are you allowing over here that you're going to have the chazaka over here? However, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I have another shot in Sveksvek, and that is based on the Rambam. Now listen to this Rambam. We know Sufik Dioraisa, Lekula or Lechumra, Sufik Dioraisa, Lechumra. We know that. But the Rambam says that that itself is a Din Derabanan. In the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah Misinai, if you had a Sufik Dioraisa, you would go to Kula. Somewhere along the way, the Chachamim decided, let's go to Chumrah. So I would say like this, Sabek Diyaraisa Midirabonon Lechumrah. Sabek Diyaraisa Midirabonon Lechumrah. That being the case, when you have a Svek Sveka, over there the Chacham said, you don't have to be more Machmer. So there it's just a smart why to be Mekel on Svek Sveka. But will Svek Sveka create Chumrah? Not necessarily. Svek Sveka isn't Midin Roiv. Svek Sveka is just, we said, if there's one Svek, we're going to be Machmer. Two Svekas, so then Midrabana, they allowed you to be Mekel. It's a smart only to be Mekel. We don't find anywhere in the entire Torah, Trey Sveki Lahachmir. So according to the Svara of the Rajba, it makes sense to be Machmir Trey Sveki. According to the Rambam, it doesn't make sense. So that's as far as the first statement of the Pnei Yeshua. He attacks Toisvis. It says you have Trey Sveki. Who said Trey Sveki? According to the Rambam, it's not going to exist. It seems like the Pnei Yeshua is learning Toisvis like the Rajba. It's going to depend on the next Toisvis who's going to talk to us about Svek Sveki. What? So I have to see why he doesn't hold a Freud. Why does he hold of that? What Akiva is asking is, if there's such a great svar of the Rajba, so why don't we just apply that svar everywhere? What do we need to say this? Okay. Next. Oh, Shaz, what's the terrace? What's the terrace from place? Yeah. Well, what's the terrace in place? What's the kasha?
Yeah.
No, it's vice the chois chazak is stronger than Trey Sveki via zois. Weißt du, it's not a ganze Roy. A ganze Roy, it's mit din Roy. That
doesn't be this point. You must have a question from the Israelite.
What's that been said? Akoponim, what is the Tosis answer? Tosis says, what happens if you have a cheskas ksher el kona? No! Cheskas aguf! Cheskas aguf! Cheskas aguf is going to negate the cheskas ksher el kona. Comes along Pnei Yeshua, this is number two in the Pnei Yeshua, and says, hold on a second, but you have bul al fanecha, so it's two against one. Bul al fanecha and cheskas ksher el kona. Against Cheskas Aguf, it's two against one. Says Tosis, it must be. Says Bnei Yeshua that Tosis holds when you have Cheskas Aguf, the Cheskas Sheir the Kohuna is not like invisible. It's zero. It's Kimanda Lessa. It's Lechoshim Chazaka Klal. And he shtells Su a Tosfos later on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. That Tosfos on Ayin Hey Amid Beis is speaking about a different Cheskas Aguf and a different Cheskas Adin, but over there he also says this idea that one in front of the other, it doesn't work. What's he talking about? He's talking about Amub Cheskas Aguf, and it's talking about the din of Pnuya, the Cheskas that she is Pnuya, and he's saying that over there the Cheskas Aguf is going to beat out over the Cheskas Hadin. However, Hagoyin, Reb David Cohen, Rosh Yeshivas Chevroin, Knesset Yisrael, and Givat Mordechai, in the Sefer Michtam LeDavid, brings from the Tosfos HaRosh, and the Tosfos HaRosh tells us, why over there in Ayin Hey are we saying that the Cheskas Aguf beats out over the Cheskas Hadin? Because that Cheskas Hadin is called the Cheskas Pnuya, says the Tosfos HaRosh. I'll tell you why. A Cheskas Pnuya is a ticking time bomb. Is a woman going to stay a Pnuya her whole life? We sure hope not. She's Oymedes Leinose. This Chazakah is a Chazakah that we know is going to end. It has an expiration. So therefore, the Cheskas Aguf is stronger, because the Cheskas Aguf can stay forever. The Cheskas Adin over there, Cheskas Pnuya, is going to end. We sure hope it's going to end. We intend on it ending. That's a special svar in Ayin Hey. But look over here. Over here we have the Cheskas, she's a Ksheira LeKahuna. And there's a Cheskas, she's Ksheira LeKahuna. Is that Chazaka going to end? No, she could stay Ksheira LeKahuna her entire life. Even if she marries, she could stay Ksheira LeKahuna her entire. It's not only Mendes, Lee Gomer. It's not a ticking time bomb. So the svar of Ayin Hey doesn't apply to our Tosfos, says Rav David Cohen. So the Bnei Yeshua is saying it must be that he holds like the Rajva over there, but the reason for the Rajva doesn't apply here. If Tosfos holds like the Tosfos HaRosh, however, says Rav David, you look in the Trumas HaDeshen, the Trumas HaDeshen, a different pshat over there, and why it is that the Cheskas Aguf beats out of the Cheskas Hadin. And he says the reason is because the Cheskas Hadin doesn't talk about the Guf. And we explain based on Rosh Shimon Shkop that when you have a Chazoka that talks about the Guf, and that Chazoka is more core, it comes to the core of the Shaila. You start with that Chazoka, the other Chazoka comes afterwards, it's too late. They're not coming at the same time. One of them is talking about the Guf itself. The other is just talking about the Din. The Guf comes first. And that's the way the Trumas HaDeshen learns. And we medayken in Tosfos, because the Prima Gadim is medayken our Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't say the Chazakas are equal. What does Tosfos say? Adirabe! Cheskas Aguf! Says Rav David Cohen, it's beautiful, because if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh, he practically says the same answer as Tosfos. It's just he takes out one word. What's that one word? Adirabe. Because Tosis Harosh Lishi Tosai holds one chazok is not stronger than the other chazok. What about Ayin Hay? Ayin Hay Tosos is a different explanation. Where Tosis Harosh and chazokas are equal. What happens if you have a chazokas aguf, which is clashing with a chazokas adin? They will negate each other. What are you left with? A suffix. According to Tosis, are we left with a suffix? No, Adraba. Islam the member of the Cheskes Aguf is Adif. There's no suffix anymore. So according to Tosis, the case of Eishes Kohen, would you say the reason she's Aser is because suffix Dioraisa Lechumra? I don't think so. The reason she's Aser is because Eishes Kohen is a Cheskes Aguf, that she was a Besula, so therefore Tachtav Zinsa. And she's Aser. Because Chazok is Koyveya, that she's Aser. Masha'ekein, according to the Rosh. No, there's no chazaka that she's also. You already have a cheskes aguf, but you also have a cheskes ksheir l'kohuna. So you can't be matter based on the ksheir l'kohuna because you also have a cheskes aguf. But they will negate each other and we'll be left with a something. We brought a riot from the Rosh yesterday. But the Rosh himself was meduyek that it's only a suffix by Pusim by Gimel Shanim Yonechad. There is no suffix by Eishes Kohen. Now we medaked and we read the Rosh inside. It's only a suffix if it's tachtov lav tachtov. Suffix oinis suffix rotsin. Sorry. We medaked from the Rosh, and we're saying now the Rosh doesn't all like Tosfos. So Rabbi, you have to know a klal, that's an important klal. These are things you need to know, which is that you cannot ask stiras from the Rosh, in Tosfos HaRosh, to the Rosh in Halachas. Those are not stiras. It might make you uncomfortable, it makes you a little uncomfortable, but not more than uncomfortable. It's not a stira. The Rosh wore many hats. He wore a hat, which is the Tosfos hat, where he's part of a movement of Baalei HaTosfos, together with all the other Baalei HaTosfos, the Rashba, the Riba, the Ribam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz. And then he wore his own hat. And that was the Rosh. And you can't ask stiras from the Rosh in Halachas to the Rosh in Tosfos HaRosh. It's not so comfortable, but it's not a steer. We good? Okay, Rabbi Isai. Now we come to the third. So this Pnei Yeshua, we stays intact, because the Pnei Yeshua over here is assuming that in Tosfos we see that Cheskes Aguf is stronger than Cheskes Heter, and it's true in Tosfos, it's true. Now we come to the third Pnei Yeshua, where he goes back to the Gemara. It says the Pnei Yeshua in the Gemara, how can the Gemara say you have a Svek Sveka over here if one of the Svekas is Tachtav Lav Tachtav? I thought we have a Cheskes Aguf, and the Cheskes Aguf is telling me that this is, and this happened tachtov. It's not a svek sveka tachtov lav tachtov. There's a chazaka going against the svek sveka. Says the Pnei Yeshua, from here I see that svek sveka is stronger than chazaka. And now he tied himself in a pretzel, because Tosfos in his first kasha asked the question, you have cheskes heter. Cheskes Heter, what do you mean? Well, you have Trey Sveiki. So he said, it seems that Cheskes Heter is stronger than Trey Sveiki. And in the Gemara we see Svek Sveiki is stronger than Chazaka. So what's going on? And don't tell me that the Cheskes Hadin is stronger than the Cheskes Heter, because Tosfos said it's the opposite. Which one's stronger, Cheskes Aguf or Cheskes Hadin? Adirava! Islam Lameimer, that she was, the Cheskes, the Tachton, because the Cheskes Aguf is stronger. So if Cheskes Aguf can't beat Svek Sveika, how can Cheskes Hadin beat Svek Sveika? Pretzel! 1, 2, 3.
Didn't Chesed Grof preempt the topic? So how did...
Then it didn't help against sex work. But the Kasha from Texas didn't know about Texas. I know only Texas, Kasha Nikola. Yes, one Kazoka, if he didn't help him, had a sex again, it can be better than a sex work. So in the Kasha from Texas, we know only from Texas Kasha Nikola. Ask the Yeshua, there is a sex faker, they see Emmet, or the Yeshua saying, Hazuk is stronger than a sex faker. But in the Teres from Toysus, in the Gemore,
Toysus says, Commander Lesser. He says, Chazak in the Hashtag.
Commander Lesser, there is a Cheskes Aguf.
There is a Cheskes Aguf.
In the Kasher from Toysus, there is no Cheskes Aguf.
In the Gemara. In the Gemara, there's a Cheskes Aguf.
Yes, but in the Gemore, you have Cheskes Perule again.
There's no Cheskes Perule, it's Commander Lesser.
You mean
the bull of Panecho?
Yes, bull of Panecho.
Okay, but this is the Bnei Yeshua's Kasha. Comes along Rav Noyam Sonnenberg, and he wants to say a teretz. He says, Herzu, not so pashut. Can a chazaka beat a svek sveka? It depends. Does the chazaka address both sveikos? If I have a chazaka that's going to address both sveikos, it'll beat one, it'll beat the other. And the chazaka have svek sveika. A chazaka is stronger than a suffik. So I'll down you, I'll down the next one, I'll down both of them. Because I'm a chazaka. But it's only if the chazaka talks to both sveikos. So let's look. Toysus' question was, you have a cheskas kshera lekahuna. Says the you have a svek sveka. First of all, maybe it was tachtav. If it's tachtav, you're not kshera lekahuna. Does the chazaka address that suffix? Yes, because chazaka says kshera. You're trying to say not kshera, but I'm saying kshera. Then the chazaka, okay, but we have another suffix. Suffix of nivul of the pasala. Okay, but I'm a chazaka, says kshera. So the chazaka will down the first suffix. The chazaka will down the second suffix. There's a chazaka, she's kshera. Don't start clearing. You're clearing me. Maybe tachtav, kshera. Maybe pasala, kshera. So the chazaka will attack both of them and disarm both. However, the Bnei Yeshua says, let the Cheskas Haguf address the Svek Sveka of our Gemara. Our Gemara subject is Tachta Lav Tachta Oines Ratzin. Does the Cheskas Haguf address Tachtov Lav Tachtov? Yes. Because if it's a Cheskas Haguf, we'll say it probably happened Tachtov. Does it address Oines and Ratzin? The Cheskas Haguf doesn't talk about Oines and Ratzin. So, Vifol, and insofar as the Chazaka is not going to address the entire Suffolk, you can't apply the Chazaka here, and the Svek Sveka is going to put out. If the Chazaka addresses both Svekas, you have a Cheskas Hadin that's saying that she's Kshera Lekahuna. Okay, each suffix, the chazaka is going to talk to each suffix. So I can beat one, I'll beat the other. But in the Cheskas Haguf doesn't talk about the suffix of Oynes and Ratzin.
So the part of the shaila is, do you make a chazaka unless the chazaka is going to be pushing the shaila? Because we're left with a suffix. Chazaka is telling us that when you have a suffix, how to be noy. But I'm still going to be left with a suffix after the chazaka. Is there such a thing as that chazaka that leaves you on a suffix? But it's not telling me that. Because we're still going to left with a suffix afterwards. It's being, and it says, does it have to be pushed the suffix? It's not pushed the suffix over here. Over there, it's going to push the suffix. Cheskas Kshera is going to tell me she is still Kshera. Over here, it's not. It's going to leave me with a suffix. Can I apply a chazaka in half and be left with a suffix? And I'm still left with a suffix. I'll call upon him.
comes Rav David Kohen with this, will close, my friends. Sends Rav David Kohen a different teretz to the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. And he says like this: if I ask you a question, why is it that Cheskes HaGuf beats out on Cheskes HaDin? Is it because it's stronger, bigger muscles, or it came first? Is it because it's stronger? Would you say Cheskes HaGuf has more power than Cheskes HaDin? Or because it just came first? Which one? We said the way we learn of Shemesh Kabbalah is just because it came first. It's earlier on in the Suffolk. The Guf comes before the Din. It's Yitachen that the Cheskes HaDin is stronger than the Cheskes HaGuf. And still Cheskes HaGuf will win. Cheskes HaGuf came first. So maybe the whole Kasha is off. You're right. Cheskes HaGuf will win over Cheskes HaDin because it came first. But Cheskes HaDin maybe can beat a sex maker. And Cheskes HaGuf can't. Why? Zokterov. Reb Yoel. The Heiliger Reb Yoel. Zokteras. Listen. The Cheskes HaGuf. What's the Cheskes HaGuf? She's a Besula. Is she a Besula today? No. So the Cheskes HaGuf clearly has what's called a Reyusa. It's been weakened because today she's not a Besula. He's saying, well, she's probably stayed a Besula as long as possible. That's a weak Chazaka. It's a Chazaka about the Guf, but it's a weak Chazaka because it has a Bula on the Fanecha. The Cheskes HaDin, she was Ksheira the Kohuna. Could it be she's still Ksheira the Kohuna today? Is there anything telling us she's not Ksheira the Kohuna today? No! Even though it might be Pesach Pesuch, but she could still be 100% Ksheira the Kohuna today! That is a stronger Chazaka! Says Arava Goyin, Rav David Kohen, Shlita, Rosh Yeshivas Chevron, Knesset Yisrael, Givat Mordechai, and the Sefer Michtam LeDavid. We gave it out yesterday, my friends. We didn't end up reading it. Does anyone have yesterday's Maramal Kremis? I gave it today also. Bottom of today's also. Sorry. Thank you. Thank you. The bottom of today's also. V'nira b'yisoid hadvarim. The chalukah hi be'ikar yisoidina. Chazoka shehura. A chazoka that's been weakened. V'shaloi hura. A chazoka that has not been weakened. Which chazoka has been weakened? Cheskes HaGuf. Why? Because there's a be'ula lefanecha. She's not a besula anymore. The Chazaka Shaloi Hura Mafkia Toira Sofek. It's Mafkia, there's no Sofek here. So if you have a Chazaka Shaloi Hura, there is no Sofek. I can knock out the Sofek. Shono Machzikin Hemshecha Matzav Akkaidim Veloi Mistabkin Loi Mashin Ishtana Cheskasa Yishoina. No Sofek here. Aval Heichi Shehura Cheskasa. If there's a weakened chazaka, Av Shedin HaTayra Noyheg B'Safek Afia Chazaka, Enkan Hathko Shel Safek, El Hanhoga Shel Safek. So you're Noyheg like the chazaka, but what happens if you have another Safek? Now it's a Svek Sveka, I'm going to lose my Hanhoga. Svek Sveka is going to overpower chazaka. If it's a Hura chazaka, if it's a chazaka Shelo Hura, there's no Safek, it's not a Svek. The Suffolk closed. Doesn't exist. If it's a Chazaka Shehura, it's been weakened. So you still have a Suffolk. It's just, what do you do in a Suffolk? We'll go according to the Chazaka. But now you have a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka is going to tell us otherwise. So therefore, we say like this. Ein Achanami. What we're going to do first is the Cheskes HaGuf, because it comes first. But which one would you say is stronger? Cheskes Heter. It's not Hura Chazaka. And therefore, we have come up with a second answer to our pretzel. My friends, Rabbi Leaf is speaking in 10 minutes. And we're starting the next Tosis tomorrow. This was a lot of work, but this is important, important work, my friends. So you have a lot of time tonight after the Tanis to sit and the Chazer to go over. Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start the next Tosis.
Will that be flashing on the Thomas? This is the Shiloh. How do you get flashing on the Thomas?